Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, friends, and welcome to the Papaya Podcast. I'm your hostess, trying her mostest, Sarah Nicole, and each week I'm going to be dishing out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom or something like that. So get ready to get inspired, get candid, get real, because we are all in this digital space together. All right, everyone, welcome back. I am in Apple Park. As you know, I like to every once in a while come down here, learn some new things. And if I'm lucky, host a podcast in Apple Park and have a really cool opportunity to have a really incredible guest. Now, today's guest is somebody who is a woman in tech. Now, if you've listened to me for years, you know that this is something that I have talked about many, many times, especially how much women feel on the outside of conversations around technology. Even being here at WWDC, which is the Worldwide Developers Conference, my immediate reaction is, why the heck am I here? Because I feel so on the outside of conversations like these, conversations with tech, and always have been so used to letting men explain it all to me. So this has been a really cool opportunity to have a conversation with somebody who lives in that world. So please welcome to the show, Lizzie Brown.
Thank you so much for having me. I can hardly contain my excitement.
This is also like, I don't think that people realize we just walked into a curtained room with like our in this beautiful podcast studio surrounded by people. It's a very, very cool experience. And I'm so excited that we're doing this.
Yeah.
I would love to hear like, how do you share that feeling too? Just that being a woman in tech and then do you often feel like sort of imposter syndrome? I feel like that term is thrown around a lot, but truly that's the most identifiable thing I can think of. Does Sure. it feel like that?
Yeah, I feel that in a lot of parts of my life, Yeah. but definitely, you know, my husband is our developer for Yoga Wake Up.
Yeah.
And so I find myself sometimes questioning just like, I want to learn more about development. Mm-hmm. I want to be the one who's actually creating the tech, mm-hmm. you know, but I dabble. So I'm getting closer.
Yeah, I joked today that I was basically Ariel because my husband's a developer and here I am. So I'm like, I am now part of your world. I'm in it. I'm talking about it, sending him videos and updates. And it's kind of cool. I'm like, we shouldn't other ourselves out of these conversations. And especially if you're very new into even understanding what is iOS? What do these things mean? What is an M2 chip? All of this stuff. Well, this is a great time to ask questions and learn stuff. I'd love to hear what you thought about the presentation and what really stood out to you and excited you about all the stuff that we learned today.
Oh, I'm so excited for everything that's coming. Yeah. And, you know, when I'm watching it, I'm thinking about the ways that we can incorporate any of the new tools into our app. Yoga Wake Up is an audio experience. So I'm still thinking about how we're going to use the Vision Pro for the app. And, you know, I was like crazy texting back and forth with my husband, like, okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to do next?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was commenting to somebody earlier, one of my favorite things about being there is hearing everyone go, like the crowd. It's like,
yeah,
the, oh, or yeah, like the cheering,
yeah,
and knowing like what's getting everybody excited.
Yeah. I was like cheering at, oh my gosh, we're going to have transcribed voice notes. And then they're like, there's an M2 Ultra. And there was like roars out of the crowd. And mm-hmm, I was like, I'm so happy for you. Like, I don't know what that means in your life, but you are so happy. And I celebrate that joy with you.
Yeah.
I, however, am very excited about the transcript and the check-in. This check-in thing was a really big one. That was what I really liked.
Well, as women, my main first thought was safety. Like, how many times am I walking to my car at night?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that it's incredible that that has been brought to the forefront for us. Because,
yeah.
And I mean, for maybe men feel unsafe walking to their car at night too, but I'm appreciative that that's being, you know,
yeah, implemented. So yeah, the check-in is basically this new thing that's coming out with iOS that's something that you can basically let other people know who have asked you to let them know when you got home. And you basically give them access to a notification that when you're home, it's going to let them yeah know that you've made it if you're a little bit delayed. And then it'll check in with you to let them know why you're yeah delayed. It's a very, I'm interested to see how it actually rolls out. But I did, that was a big lifestyle one because people all the time, like, even when I feel safe or my kids feel safe, they're like, mom, stop. Like, I'm fine. The reality is I'm not fine until I know you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, when you grow up and you're like, man, this is why my mom was so stressed out when I didn't walk in the door until 1 yeah a.m. And I get it now on this side. So I understand that my kids don't have that wherewithal yet,
yep,
but it's important for them to be able to like, if that's something that I need, that they start doing things like that. So for me, the easier it gets, I think the better it is for everybody.
Yeah. I think about it with my girlfriends. Like when we're, you know, you say, let me know when you get home. But the reality is most of you forget.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm up waiting, wondering.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's get into everything that you do because we learned a lot of exciting announcements today, but I really want to know what it is that you've been doing. I've read a little bit about your story. I've read about the app and I'm personally excited because I think that this is something that's been coming up in conversation a lot in my life in terms of having a very busy life, in terms of having different types of, we'll get into it, but just how we can actually start our days in a little bit of a different way. I'd love to hear sort of your origin story and learn a little bit more about Yoga Wake Up. So tell us about it all.
Yeah. So it's incredible for anybody who needs a better routine. And so of course, with someone like you who's got a lot going on, working full time, got the kids.
Yeah.
So the app actually began as a solution to snoozing your alarm.
Oh,
which you probably don't have that problem.
I have a toddler, so she's my, I don't know if I can, I don't know if that's a function on them yet. We'll see if there's a new iOS update.
Yeah, like,
on
can
those.
You pause for 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Or nine?
Yeah.
So that was the initial reason that we started it. I was someone who snoozed my alarm like up to three times every morning. I had been with now my husband, but we'd been together for about a year and a half. And he was like, I don't know if I can do this every single day. Like, we got to find a fix. And it began in a yoga class.
Okay.
And, you know, yoga, you start out in various poses, but then you usually end in Shavasana.
Yes.
And love that's the best part.
It's the best part.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
So we were like, wait a second, we could wake up like this and you kind of are like, you're in Shavasana, you're in deep rest. And instead of waking up to this like blaring alarm or maybe a toddler, you have 5 to 10 minutes just to yourself to stretch and set an intention for the day, move your body a little bit. It's all very, I'd say beginner friendly, but it's not even that. It's more just like accessible for all levels.
Yeah.
If you have a regular yoga practice, it's still meaningful for you because none of us really want to move too much when we first wake up.
Yeah.
And since we launched, we've recorded hundreds of practices that are a whole range, right? There's a lot of, kind of gently get you up and have you start doing a meditation, like a seated meditation. And then the favorites, right? The ones that are the most popular are the ones that have you just stretching in bed. And it sounds so simple, but people love this, you know, because like, what do you really need in your first 5 minutes? You need to just like have a little bit of time and your partner or whoever's next to you may, be abruptly awakened by another alarm. But with this, it's gentle enough that like they're okay. They can keep sleeping if they're not ready to get up.
I think this is really an important conversation, especially around how wellness fits into our lifestyles, because a lot of people feel very trapped in the cycle of I no longer have time and access to certain parts of wellness because I can't get to the gym anymore. I've got a baby at home. My schedule no longer allows it. All of these different reasons. Or I'm just so tired and I'm so chaotic. And if one more person asks me how I balance my days, I'm going to lose it. But there's something about every time I'm asked this question, I always like about balancing my life. I always say the same thing. I bookend my days with like the beginning and the end. So for mine, it's like skincare. Like I just like being able to do, you know, a little skincare routine in the morning, skincare routine at night, because it makes me feel human in the experience of all of the chaos. What I like about what you're saying is very similar to something that my girlfriend had said, suggested to me when I was like, everything's just so chaotic. She was suggesting meditation. And I was like, listen, ma'am, I have never had a clear mind in my life. I don't know what that's like. And she was like, well, how can you fit it into your life? How can you figure out a way to fit this into your world? What if you were playing something while in the shower? You're already in the shower. What if it's something that's, instead of adding 5 minutes onto your day of another thing to do, mm-hmm. it's finding a spot in your world. And I think that's what's really interesting about what you've done is instead of adding another layer of something that people have to do, you're meeting them where they're at,
yeah.
which is in bed, where we all start our days.
You get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What has the response been basically since launching this, and what has some of the big benefits that people have seen since implementing it into their lives? I'd love to hear that because I need to do this. Like, I'm not yeah. just saying that because you're sitting in front of me. I cannot tell you how timely this is for me as a person. And I imagine it is for a lot of people too.
Yeah. Yeah. And the response is, well, I'll tell you one story. We actually had somebody who told us that she overslept on her wedding day.
And could you imagine?
Yeah, no, I can't imagine. But you know, this is a real challenge.
Yeah, yeah,
most of us have a difficult time getting out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? Morning people aside, we don't, you know, spring up, and this is, like you said, you know, it's something that in the time that it would take to snooze your alarm, you're actually doing something beneficial for you, and you're kind of maintaining like a bit of a dream state before you have to fully wake up. So yeah, the people who, like, you know, we've got thousands of reviews of people have said it's a game changer. They are, you know, I think finding that it improves your mood, it improves your mindset. Our mornings are such an important time. And you know, I don't know if this is something that you relate to, but a lot of people wake up and the first thing they do is they, you know, they check their email.
Listen,
or they worry about their to-do list.
Yeah.
So this is something that
I spike my heart rate basically immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's a problem. And yeah. people will be like, I put my phone in the kitchen so I can't access that. I'm like, I've got three teenagers. I can't do that. I have to be on call at all points. So yeah, it's a nice idea that even though it's your phone, it's starting your day. Now, answer this for me because I'm going to ask some technical things. In terms of how it works, do you have to have your phone sound on? Are you allowed to have it on silent still through the night?
Yep, you can.
And it just works like an alarm?
You can be, well, you would silence your phone, but your volume can still be up.
Okay.
And then you can be in airplane mode. The audio will play naturally at the time that you set.
Okay.
And the only trick is really to open the app at bedtime, which we have a slew of bedtime meditations and practices that you can
That's
fall asleep
so nice.
To. So you can actually listen to
Bookends.
It fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And there's kids. There's stuff for kids.
Okay, tell me what's for kids.
Okay, so we've got this amazing little meditation that actually is called Superhero Sleep 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so sweet. It, you know, kind of gives, it's all positive, you know, great for the
yeah.
mindset of your kids as
yeah.
well. Helps you know, your toddler age. How old?
She's two.
She's
and then
two.
I've got
okay,
teenagers.
Yeah, we've got stuff for, you can do it with your babies. And,
yeah.
and then as they get older, you can encourage them to do stuff on their own. There's a garden meditation for
oh,
kids where
neat.
they can imagine themselves in a garden and imagine butterflies. And yeah, it's really, I listen to the kids' ones.
Yeah. I mean, they sound great. I also think it's something interesting to talk about doing at a young age, because I was reading really recently that studies have shown that the way a mother behaves or the father behaves or the parent caregivers in the home, the children will naturally mimic more. So if there is wellness implemented into the caregiver's life, the children are more likely to do that for themselves. So when we think that we're doing things, and I think a lot of times people just abandon themselves
when you have children. And I don't say that in a negative way. It just happens. Like you don't realize it's happening. But I mean, if I were to wake up and I hear my kid, of course, like my first thing is go get the kid. It would be, it's a very interesting thing to think about. Okay, how can I do this actually with my child and actually implement my wellness and understanding that the long-term goal is that she will then potentially and more likely reflect that back into her own life so that it becomes an intention. We have to sort of think about ourselves in order to teach our children to think about themselves in the long term, which I thought was a really fascinating thing.
Definitely. I think about it too in terms of breathing, you know, just like that's something that you can, if you just call attention to taking a deep breath with your kids, you know, that's something that they can pick up at a really young age. Like just like a, it's like, just, let's just take a deep breath. You know, if you're, I think, I haven't been around a kid with a meltdown in a while because my son's 17, but I remember when he was younger and.
Oh, see, I have a 17 year old and she's probably the one I have to tell to take the most deep breaths.
Well, maybe just because he's 2 years ago, things were rough, but I tell, I'm sure you know this, but like anyone who, has a teenager, I'm like, there's light at the end of the tunnel. As soon as they turn 16, like it starts to get better.
Yeah, they self-regulate a little bit more. At least they've gathered some more tools to manage.
Yeah.
But I always found it funny, in especially yoga class, when they would be like, relax. And then the teacher would say, now relax your tongue off the roof of your mouth. And I'd be like, how did you know?
I know. Or like, drop your shoulders.
Yeah. We're all so tense.
And I'm like, I had no idea that that was just like this the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's really fascinating too. I was actually saying to my husband a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, I just want one morning where I wake up and I actually feel like I'm awake. Like I just want to feel awake. I always feel tired. Even if I've slept for like 10 hours, I feel tired. And he was like, but you're restarting a program. Your body slowly wakes up. It doesn't like, ooh, we're awake, good to go, hop out of the bed. You need to, it's like restarting. I think he called it like a computer or something. You're warming it up. You're like getting it going. And I'm interested, how long are these like morning wake ups, these yoga wake ups, and how do they, like, how are there different options for times and stuff? Because that's one thing I'm like, you'd be exhausted. And then all of a sudden, like, are you being eased into basically like revving up that engine again?
Yeah. So the first 30 seconds starts with some kind of gentle music that the teachers choose. So they have creative license and it's nice because you actually get the experience that you would maybe get in a classroom or a yoga studio. And then they may say something like, you know, deepen your breath. And I think they may say something like deepen your breath. And then, you know, they will guide you through gentle poses. Yeah. And it can be anywhere from 5 minutes or really like as little as 3 minutes, depending on, you know, how busy you may feel with your life. But the sweet spot is 8 minutes. That's
eight
the most
minutes.
Popular. The most popular.
That feels so doable. Yeah. I like that. So talk to me a little bit about just like how it's been. I feel like a lot of people are like, I have this great idea. I want to start an app. Talk me through that process. And then I'd love to hear some of your stumble points and learning points and failures. I feel a lot of times, especially as women, we really shush away our failures. And I have a friend, Joanna, who's the founder of NYX. And she started this thing where she pops a bottle of champagne when she fails. And I thought if we had more conversations about failure, we would understand. We would also help us understand that success is not like a point A to point B story. So talk to me about like, you have this idea for an app, you've got a husband who's a developer. It sounds like it's point A to point B, but what did it actually look like?
Oh man. Okay. So we started the app, we launched it with a Kickstarter.
Okay.
Which,
so it doesn't exist yet. You're just, here's the idea. Do you want to put some money behind it type thing?
Exactly.
Okay.
And that was really incredible because we had to be vulnerable and share our idea with all of our friends and family and put it out there and ask everyone to contribute. So that was the way that we initially got started. Thankfully, there was a media outlet that featured us in like the first, as soon as the app really got on the app store, called Do You Yoga. And we started getting installs right away. And then we were like, oh my gosh, we need to hurry up and like build more of a product. Yeah. But I mean, there have been, gosh, I mean, progress is not a straight line. There have been plenty of failures along the way. I mean, we've launched components to the app that maybe like didn't really take off the way we mm-hmm. thought. And we're a really small team. So if we come up with an idea, now we've learned, now we're like, okay, let's test this. let's get enough feedback before we actually develop all of this.
Yeah.
But we've had some, incredible wins have obviously been like launching the bedtime content. One of the biggest challenges with Yoga Wake Up is that you do have to open the app at bedtime.
Mm.
And so learning how to navigate that and launching bedtime content to make that work.
Yeah.
And launching ability for people to play sleep sounds at night, like various things that make the app more interesting to use, more exciting, more delightful.
Yeah.
But that's always been a learning curve. You know, we spend a lot of time talking to our customers and finding out like, what do you want to see next? Like what's meaningful to you? What's not meaningful to you? Mm-hmm. Because we don't want to spend, what can be anywhere from 2 to 6 months working on something if it's not going to be what they really need.
Yeah, 100%.
And sometimes the things that they really need they're not the biggest projects.
Yep.
So it's been a lot of kind of just being really open and honest, like, how can we improve?
Yeah.
What do you not really, finding out what do they not realize that they want more of?
That's smart. And I'm guessing this is subscription-based.
Yep.
What is your monthly rate?
It's $13.99 a month.
Okay.
And it is $69.99 for the year.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Okay. So I asked that question because I think that a lot of us are very ingrained that apps are free. And then we come into this issue where it's like apps should be free, but the actual cost to develop an app is hundreds mm-hmm. of thousands of dollars mm-hmm. from, if not way more. Mm-hmm. How was that? And then a lot of us didn't realize that the reason we had all these free apps is because they were likely paid by ads and things like that. Doesn't really jive with a Yoga Wake Up thing to have and maybe potentially an ad integrated to it. So how did you manage to develop it and also manage the financial side and like coming to something that was accessible financially? Because I feel like that's a pretty great price point for what you're offering and also supporting the teachers and contributors that are part of this app. Was that a hurdle for you at all?
Sure. So the teachers are the bulk of, that is really important to us too.
Mm-hmm.
We pay our teachers for all of the content that they're producing.
Yes.
The pricing has evolved over the last several years, but we do, try to make it as accessible as possible.
Yeah.
And we have a freemium experience so that you can use, you can use the alarm.
A freemium. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. And with regard to ads, from day one, we did not want to have any advertising in the app.
Yeah.
And, I think you're right. I think nowadays, people have become.
You understand it.
They realize that if they have ads in the app, then they are the product being sold.
Yeah.
And that's not something that, especially because it's a yoga app, but also just because. On principle, it made more sense to focus on the content is what should shine.
Right? Yeah, I have a photo and video app, and one thing that we did the free stuff, and then we had the subscription based model, and the subscription base basically added video to it, and it added so you could just have the photo app for free, or you could have the video, and then you could access like all these extra like filters and different tools and stuff, and it's been like this ongoing hurdle where I'm like. We paid developers, we have teams that are working on this, and people still to this day are like, I just would love more for free. And I'm like, we're dancing this line of, I want people to have access to free things. And I also like, it's not me lining my pockets for this. It's like, we're paying developers, we're paying people behind the scenes on this to create this really great product. So having this, these two roads going of like this free option and then the subscription option for like the full access thing. It's been something that I've always struggled with too. And I feel, especially as a woman, talking about money is like ick. It's like so ick. And men talk about it boastfully and we're so quiet about it and we're so shy about it. And it's just a very interesting thing that I especially think like, I went to the movies and it cost my family $70. That was a one night of entertainment. And then you're talking about an entire year subscription to something that implements into your day every single day for your overall wellness. And we still are like, we start to kind of get stuck in where value lies and where we see it's valuable to spend money or why we're so ingrained to think that apps should inherently be free, which really stalls a lot of great ideas and a lot of great, especially women-led companies and apps that are trying to really break through and do some really incredible things, but are getting really stuck at that point. Is that something that you guys ended up struggling with, or did you find that sweet spot that it just found like it ended up working for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's not easy because you're right. There's the barrier of the price for some people, but then it's also just the expectation that it should be, mm-hmm. you know, maybe cost less. Yeah, I think that the content speaks for itself. So when people do try it, like that's the point of the 7-day trial is to make sure that this is worthwhile for you.
Yes.
And once people realize that this is something that I want in my life, we like to think of it as like, okay, obviously I want you to use the app every day, especially because what it is about routine. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you use this every day, that's when you'll really start to see the mm-hmm. difference in your mood and your mindset. But if you subscribe for the year and you don't use it every day, say you use it like every day for a few weeks and then you drop off for a week, and like we realize that like we're all human and wellness is one of the hardest things to get people to stick with. I mean, I was just talking to my app store manager actually about this at lunch. We're like, wellness, if everybody stuck with it, right, we'd all be well. And the reality is many people are not. And it's not, gosh, I mean, if that, I wish I could make it a habit for everyone, right? Like
habit
we could all benefit.
Hard.
Yeah, it's tough.
And we have cycle breakers. I mean, for me, I had really great systems in place for my wellness. And then I got pregnant and then I got put on pelvic rest and then I wasn't allowed to do anything. And then I was sick and then I went through depression. And it's like, you have these like cycle breakers in your world and it's really hard to get back into a place that works and that actually can add that value into your life. And I think what I really like about what we're talking about, it's convenient that it works with your app as well. But genuinely, I'm a big believer in the bookending. Because if you start, even if you're like, I usually, whenever we talk about like fitness or anything, in my world, it's either first of the day or last of the day. It's right. Very rarely right in the middle because I bookend my days with me and everything else in the middle is so unpredictable. It's, I mean, a form of organized chaos, but it's important for us to find those little windows so that our wellness isn't something that feels like it's on a checklist. It's actually just something that wellness is such like it can be such a weirdly co-opted term with a lot of disordered stuff in this world. But I do think that there is a lot more people need to be encouraged that like we matter and that the way you wake up matters and the way you go to bed matters. When I had my cortisol levels tested a few years ago, mine spiked in the middle of the night, which means even though I felt like I was managing my stress, my body wasn't responding that way. My body was actually saying like, you're not okay. And that shows up in many different ways.
Right.
And it doesn't go away. Everything bubbles to the surface. So if we start to have a little bit more intention, 8 minutes of intention, that can actually change somebody's life.
Yeah, I think too, it's about like the setting, right? You wake up, you go to sleep in the same place every night, you wake mm-hmm. up in the same place every night, and that makes it easier to make a habit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, when you get pregnant, when something changes, then that's when you kind of can be derailed.
Yeah.
But ideally, that's the beauty of having, I mean, look, it's a blessing and a curse, right? You want this on your phone because it's convenient.
Yeah.
And that also means that there are going to be other distractions on your phone.
Oh,
because
yeah.
There are a number of other apps that someone can choose from at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can stick to this one, you know, it's something that is right there. It's right next to you and it's super accessible. And that makes the habit, that makes it easier for you to create a routine around it.
I think it's important that whenever we have so many technological advancements, and they're all so exciting and they're also equally terrifying, because we're always like, what does this mean? What is the future? We just saw Vision Pro and immediately everyone was like, this is so exciting, mixed with unease. Where do we go? What is next for us? Like, we have to ask these questions. 10 years ago, if we told our parents that we were going to live our entire lives off of our phones, they'd be like, our careers would be on our phones. Our alarm clocks would be our phones.
Yeah.
Even 20 years ago, I mean, that would have been such a shock and awe and full of fear and full of what does this mean for us? And I think what's interesting about this is you're saying we have the phone there. We know it's a problem or not, good thing or not. It is there and it can be bad or it can be good. I feel
exactly
the same way about social media. We cannot chalk it up to being all bad when it is also so good.
Absolutely.
What's important is the intentions we set around it, the boundaries we create for ourselves, and how we actually use it to create good things in our life. nothing can be inherently bad if it also can be inherently good. We have to figure out where that works for us. And yeah, there's distractions on our phones. I love that Apple has that thing now where it like tells you what your like metrics are for like how many hours you're spending on certain apps.
Love it sometimes.
Love it when it's nice to me. Don't love it when it's like told me I was on Instagram for 6 hours. But it's a really important thing for us to reflect upon, right? Especially when we're scrambling with our lives and trying to strike this balance, also recognizing some of our potentially unhealthy habits along the way, or the things that we maybe need to reflect upon, or where that 8 minutes is actually not all that inaccessible as we maybe once thought. And as like a mom of four, 8 minutes sounds blissful. And it also,
it's doable.
Like, yeah, it's actually something that I'm like, most things are like, you need an hour commitment. And I'm like, immediately right. Don't have it. Like right. Find an hour in my day. I dare you. And when I do have an hour, I'm like, listen, nobody talk to me. Everybody stay far away. I need like an hour to myself. But I really like the idea of it being simple, bite-sized, and actually can change your life. So tell me, you as a user and as somebody who used to snooze their alarm multiple times in the morning,
has it
actually changed your behavior? Has it actually changed the way that you wake up in the morning? And like, what have been some good ways to create habit forming around something like an app like this?
Yeah, 100%. So yeah. I now, whenever I wake up with my app, which like, for example, this morning I was up at 4:45. So it was really helpful to have like that, you know, I didn't listen to the entire practice. I listened to like the first like 3 or 4 minutes. And then I was like, okay, I got to like get moving. But even just waking up to this gentle experience versus something loud and blaring, phenomenal difference. The other thing is I have noticed, like, at least for me, because the best thing about your yoga practice is that it evolves with you and you can do it forever. Mm-hmm. And so if I am, you know, like in this part, this chapter of my life, like I'm more stressed. I'm actually in school right now as well. So,
So I am
definitely feeling the weight of kind of just being always on.
Yeah.
And so when I'm going to sleep at night, being able to turn on a bedtime meditation that helps me fall asleep, that has been a game changer. And I know that like, that's the beauty of it, right? Is that it's meeting you, it meets you where you are throughout your life. Right?
Yeah.
Not just day to day.
And what if some of the yoga teachers said about the experience of being able to be a teacher on an app like this?
One of the best things I can do is when I go to a teacher and I say, do you want to be the voice that people wake up with? And they're, they're overjoyed because what an incredible opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's why we've always had the teachers create the content on their own. I may give them like, oh, we want something around meditation, or we want something around self-worth. You know, we did some practices with one of my favorite teachers. Her name's Samora Suber, and it's called I Am Worthy.
Oh, wow.
And so it's just to another one called Claiming Space, right? Mm-hmm. Like these are areas that specifically as women, like we want to hear, and hearing it when you first wake up is going to help set the tone for the rest of your day.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what was I going to ask? Sorry, pause for a second in my brain. I don't remember. It's gone. It's gone forever. What are you in school for? Sorry, let me ask that.
Yeah, I'm getting my executive MBA at UCLA Anderson School of Management.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And your husband is still like the main developer on the app as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
really cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. So, and I love this question so much. What do you feel's next?
Oh my gosh. Well, I get to learn and in real time apply everything I'm learning to my business.
Yes.
So I'm taking classes on entrepreneurship where I know quite a bit.
Yeah.
And still tons to learn. And then I'm also learning a lot about, you know, customer management and business analytics. And I come home every day and I'm like, okay, we need to do this. And like, let's have this meeting. And how can we add, you know, for example, I took a choice architecture class and that had very meaningful impact on how we communicate through the app.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
And what would you say to anybody who was like me, who thought that yoga was an absolute impossibility, that meditation is like so far out of the realm of possibility? Do you think that the app could work for anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, meditation, silent meditation is definitely something that requires working up to, right? Like that's
That's, you mean like when we actually have to clear our minds and be quiet?
Well, I mean, not having a guide.
Oh, yeah.
Like being able to just have a bell.
Yeah.
And then just nothing. So I think having a guided meditation to help pull you back, or having a mantra, like we've got meditations on the app that give you something to hang on to and repeat because it is so easy to be distracted. And we have so many thoughts going through our head at all.
At all points. Well, that's why I gave up on meditation, because I was like, everyone's like, you should meditate. And I'm like, I don't think you want to know what happens when I try and clear my mind. I think of the best ideas ever and the worst things that could possibly happen to me all at once. And guided meditation, the first time I did it, I was like, oh, this is so much like I needed something to actually direct me in the right spot. So that was like, that's a really valuable thing for, I think, anybody entering into it.
And the best is having teachers that once struggled with meditation themselves.
Yeah.
So you get these teachers who, you know, they found yoga because they were burnt out at work. They found yoga, and, you know, so they are, they're speaking directly to, directly to most of us who have, you know, that difficulty. And then the other thing I would say is that when I first started my yoga practice, I, you know, you'd have to hold a pose for a few minutes. And that in itself felt like a meditation. Like that was very challenging. And that's why we added postures to meditation, right? Like that's why, that's why yoga, not we, but that's why.
That's why yoga, evolved.
Yeah, because you, maybe it's not as easy to just sit there. That requires a little bit more dedication. But if you can move your body and meditate while you're moving, yeah, of course, I think anybody can do it. Just, it's practice.
It is a practice. And I mean, we have a mutual love of Jessamyn Stanley. And Jessamyn, when I interviewed her, that was one of the bigger things, is that she said, she didn't like necessarily love it at first. And I think that that's an important thing, that you can actually create habits out of things that you maybe felt. We talked about feeling othered from techno, like tech conversation as women. We shouldn't have to feel like, just because our minds feel very cluttered or we feel very chaotic and busy, that there isn't actually a place for yoga and meditation. So I'd love for you to sort of, let's just encourage people to sort of like have a start there. Maybe we challenge them to do the 7-day freemium option and see what happens. Maybe we all feel, I'm going to do that. I'm going to say that, I'm going to make that commitment for myself. I'm going to try it. And where would everyone sort of tune in and figure out how, or like, how can we download the app? Where is it? What is it exactly called? How do we download it?
Okay. It's Yoga Wake Up. They can find it on the App Store.
Okay.
Right. They can also find it on Google Play.
Amazing.
And they can also find us on Instagram at Yoga Wake Up. And I encourage anyone who's hearing this to reach out to me.
Okay.
And write us at team at Yoga Wake Up too. I want to hear about their experience, or Lizzie at yogawakeup.com. I would love to just, I mean, that's to me the best way to find out how they're doing is if they just reach out to me directly.
I don't think anybody's ever dropped their email in a podcast and was like, literally email me and let me know what you think. I love that.
Yeah,
you really are involved. You really are like the heart of this.
Yeah.
And I think that's so cool. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm very encouraged. I think a lot of us are feeling very on the outside of our wellness journey sometimes and feeling very chaotic. And I think that this was a very peaceful entry point in 8 minutes a day for us to be able to bookend our days with something really good. So thanks so much for listening. Thanks for joining us at Apple Park today. And we will be back next week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening all the way through this episode. If you've made it this far, I have one more little thing to share with you. Did you know that I actually have a photo and video editing app? So many people were surprised to hear that I have one, but it's actually been around for a little while, and you can join over 200,000 of the Papaya community by downloading my free app, Pink Papaya, on iOS. While so many apps focus on changing your appearance, Pink Papaya is all about celebrating yourself for exactly who you are and expressing your creativity and your storytelling with nearly 50 free filters and tools. Find us on social and share your edits as well. We might just share them too. So tag me as well at Pink Papaya App. Just had to share that with you, especially as the springtime's coming. We've got some really cool things happening in there and so much more coming. Check it out at Pink Papaya App. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
Well, friends, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes or find us on Instagram at The Papaya Podcast. And if you loved what you just listened to or know somebody who would, please share it. Simply screenshot today's episode in the podcast app and share it to your Instagram stories. And don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you'd like to lend your personal support to the podcast, take a moment and leave a review on iTunes. We would be oh so grateful. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of the Papaya Podcast, and we'll see you then.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.